Kenny, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you talk about you know, your thoughts on coming to the Broncos and this offense with Josh McDaniels?
I mean, it's a dream come true, man. Because going into this combine, man, Denver was just one of the teams that I highly really wanted to go to. I worked out with Denver and also with New England, and I know they were telling me from New England that that coach came from New England. He's the one who's running the offense. So I said, man, I know they gonna open up this year and everything. I would love to get drafted by them. They already have two good receivers in Eddie Royal and then Brandon Marshall. So coach was telling me that they run three wide. Coach Gates, the receiver coach, so he was saying that, man, it's a lot of pressure for me to fit into this offense. And I want to come in. I mean, out first and make a big impact and big contribution when I first get here.
Steve Spurrier, I guess, said that you were the best receiver he's ever coached. What are your thoughts on that statement?
Man, I really appreciate Coach Spurrier and look up to him, and I'm happy that that's how he felt. And I mean, him coming from Coach Spurrier, man, with all the people that he's coached, that was just a big statement from him. And when I heard that he said that, I mean, it really got to me, because I felt like, man, Coach Spurrier really got me to where I was today, coming from playing quarterback in high school, and now I'm trying to be a pretty good receiver. And now I'm in the NFL, I'm going to play for the Denver Broncos.
Do you think the reason you kind of slipped down to draft was the injury concerns?
Yeah, man, that's what I think. I think it was the injury concerns, but, I mean, I wasn't sure, because my agent was telling me, man, third round, end of the second year, fourth at the latest, and it kept slipping down, so I was at the house, man. I was starting to get a little concerned, not wondering what was going on. But just to get picked up, man, if I went the seventh round, sir, I mean, just to be on the team and try to make the team and have a good long career, I mean, I'm ecstatic.
What was the transition like for you going to college and picking up receiver?
The transition, man, is I came in a little early, but working with Coach D. Spurrier Jr. and guys like Sidney Rice and Chris Clark and Savelle Newton, I'm a guy that likes to listen and likes to learn, likes to stay in my playbook. So I think when you have smart, then you have a little bit of athleticism, and that gets you a long way with good work ethic. And that's one thing I'm gonna try to do when I come down here is just show my work ethic and I mean, get in here. I've been watching the draft. I see, man, coach, they put a great class together with Denver, started with No'Shawn Marino and some other guys they picked up. So man, I'm very excited to come in here with all the rookies and for us to get a chance to really go out here and play.
How'd you describe your strengths as a receiver?
As a receiver, my strengths are I'm pretty smart at the game, my quickness and getting open. I think I run pretty good routes. I know how to get open, and my hands, man. I try to catch everything that sits in my hands. So, I mean, those are my biggest strengths. The weaknesses that I have, I need to work on, you know, getting a little stronger and in that weight room, get a little stronger and get a little bigger, get a little bulkier. But other than that, man, I'm ecstatic, man. I'm just ready to go out here and play.
Kenny, what do you want your weight to be, and who is your agent?
My agent is Andrew Bonderowicz, and I want my weight to be about 189, 190. I mean, I got there now, but before, that was a concern with teams before. But I've got there now, and I'm trying to keep it on, keep this at my plan weight. And man, I just can't really. I'm ready to go out here, man, and hopefully Denver embraces me, and I go out there and have a good career.
Can you talk about how tough it was at South Carolina with so many quarterbacks, and that, you know, seemed like things changed all the time at quarterback there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was something that I'm not gonna say it really hurt me, but I couldn't really show my max potential with the different quarterbacks that we had my last season. And me getting hurt, of course, already did it. And then our quarterback play, I mean, it wasn't like every other SEC quarterback team. So I just had to go out there, man, and just do what I had to do. I don't regret not coming back or anything. I had a great time my senior year. And now I just feel like, man, I'm ready to go out here and man, prove all the haters wrong who had me who overlooked me or whatever. And I just feel like I'm ready to come out here now and shine.
Kenny, with your experience quarterback, did many teams talk to you about running the Wildcat?
No. Miami, when they talked to me, they liked the idea of the Wildcat, but then earlier I seen Pat White went with him, so I said, okay, that's gone. And but no other team really talked to me about the Wildcat. When they found out I played quarterback, that was a big plus for them for some reason. So I don't know if they might have a packet that they might want to put me in or whatever.